Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized the fair and respectful treatment of women through both his teachings and personal practices. His approach significantly advanced the status and rights of women in 7th century Arabia and continues to be a model of justice and compassion in Islamic teachings. Here's a detailed look at his practices and teachings regarding the treatment of women, along with insights on the role of dua, supplication, in this context, teachings and practices, rights and respect. The Prophet, peace be upon him, improved the status of women by affirming their rights and ensuring their respect. He said, "The best of you are those who are best to their women." Sunan Ibn Majah. Education. The Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged the education of women, stating that seeking knowledge is obligatory for every Muslim, male or female. He said, "Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim." Sunan Ibn Majah. Wisdom and understanding, respect and dignity. By emphasizing respect and education, the Prophet, peace be upon him, promoted the inherent dignity and value of women. Empowerment. His teachings empowered women by ensuring they had access to education and the right to be treated with fairness and respect. Fair treatment and justice. Teachings and practices, equitable treatment. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was known for his just treatment of women. In his final sermon, he said, "O people, it is true that you have certain rights with regard to your women, but they also have rights over you." Sahih Muslim. Consultation. The Prophet, peace be upon him, frequently consulted his wives and valued their opinions. His interactions with his wives, including Aisha, demonstrated his commitment to mutual respect and understanding. Wisdom and understanding, mutual rights. By ensuring that women have rights and are treated with justice, the Prophet, peace be upon him, reinforced the principle of equity in marital relationships and society. Role model. His behavior set a precedent for how men should treat women, focusing on fairness, mutual respect, and collaboration. Protection from harm, teachings and practices, prohibition of harm. The Prophet, peace be upon him, condemned any form of harm or abuse. He said, "Do not beat your wife as you beat your slave." Sunan Abu Dawud. Support for women. The Prophet, peace be upon him, supported women who were abused or mistreated. He provided guidance on how to protect and care for women, ensuring they were safeguarded from harm. Wisdom and understanding, safety and security. By prohibiting harm and abuse, the Prophet, peace be upon him, ensured that women could live in a safe and supportive environment. Advocacy. His advocacy for women's protection underscores the importance of creating environments free from violence and abuse. Encouragement of fair marital relationships, teachings and practices, mutual respect. The Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of treating wives with kindness and understanding. He said, "The most complete believers in faith are those who are best in conduct and most kind to their wives." Sunan Ibn Majah. Consultative decision making. He encouraged consultative decision making within the family, involving wives in important decisions. Wisdom and understanding, harmonious relationships. By promoting kindness and mutual respect, the Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged harmonious and supportive marital relationships. Inclusive decision making. His approach to involving wives in decision making reflected the importance of partnership and mutual respect in family life. Encouragement of women's participation in society, teachings and practices, social participation. The Prophet, peace be upon him, supported the participation of women in various aspects of society, including religious, social, and economic activities. Women like Khadija and Aisha were actively involved in public and private spheres. Economic rights. The Prophet, peace be upon him, affirmed women's right to own property and engage in business. Khadija, Ra, for instance, was a successful businesswoman. Wisdom and understanding, empowerment and opportunity. By encouraging women's participation and recognizing their contributions, the Prophet, peace be upon him, empowered women to play active roles in society. Equality. His teachings reinforced the principle of equality and the importance of providing women with opportunities for personal and professional growth. Role of dua, supplication, in life. Teachings and practices, importance of dua. The Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of dua and seeking Allah's guidance and support. Dua is considered a vital means of connecting with Allah and seeking His assistance in various aspects of life. Daily routine, the Prophet, peace be upon him, made dua regularly, including in the morning and evening, seeking Allah's protection, guidance, and blessings. His practice of dua reflected his reliance on Allah for all aspects of life. Wisdom and understanding, guidance and support. Dua serves as a way to seek Allah's guidance and support in dealing with challenges, including those related to relationships and treatment of others. Spiritual connection. Regular dua helps maintain a strong spiritual connection with Allah and reinforces the importance of seeking His help in achieving personal and relational goals. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, demonstrated profound respect and care for women through his teachings and practices. His approach to women's rights, protection, and participation laid the foundation for equitable and compassionate treatment. His emphasis on dua underscores the importance of seeking Allah's guidance and support in all aspects of life, including the treatment of women. By integrating these principles into daily life, Muslims can strive to emulate the Prophet's, peace be upon him, example and foster a more just and supportive society.